This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport, flypsp.com. The Palm Springs International Airport has a master plan. They got $5.7 million from the Transportation Department to redo our baggage claim. Isn't that interesting? We're going to have the best baggage claim area. Okay.
Well, we need a faster baggage claim.
Is that what it is?
That's what we're going to get.
Okay. Well, $5.7 million, we ought to be able to tote that bag, lift that. Okay.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
In the treasure chest, Camelot Theaters, go to a free movie, PS Cultural Center. The Palm Springs Cultural Center is presenting Arthur Lyon's Film Noir Festival. If you're like me and you watch Turner Classic Movies, Sunday morning, Saturday night, Eddie Muller's Film Noir, he's going to be there. I'll see you there. Eat the popcorn. JT's Diner out on Cook, best breakfast on earth. It's owned by our friends who own Maracas Mexican Cantina. Great breakfast. JTS, JT's Diner, Palm Desert. It's like taking a drive on Route 66. I may keep that. And then our two restaurants that belong to Dan Gore, Lu Chow's. Their chef's husband died, and then she quit. So say a prayer for Lu Chow's. Yeah. I need my war wonton soup. They are in the Rimrock Shopping Center, luchowspalmsprings.com. They're open Wednesdays through Sundays, but call first, 655-0045. Whoever's cooking that Gal had trained is doing a good job.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And their other one is Oscars. They're building up to a reunion of all the stars, like 9 of them from Dallas in June. Mm. That'll put your shirt in the dirt. Go to OscarsPalmSprings.com. If there's tickets left, you better get them quick. 325-1188. And it works this way. You still have those, how many children?
Two sons.
Yep. And I've still got the two sons and a daughter. That's 3. We'll take the 5th caller, Joey Pals. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready, get set, go. Thank you for making the show what you have. I'm in my 28th year. That's our age, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we're 28. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, back to Robert L. Firth. I think he's got his middle initial wrong. Okay, here's a question. You see in the news where they say we had a whistleblower. Somebody tattled is what it amounts to, right? Is a whistleblower protected somehow?
It depends on where they were blowing the whistle. And it depends on what government is involved. There is a federal whistleblower protection law. So if you're working for, you know, whoever, a federal government agency, and you blow the whistle on something that's inappropriate, you are protected under federal law. Every state, some states have them, some states don't. This says you're protected. But
who knew?
And the question is, does it pertain to government activity, or does it pertain to some corporation's bad acts?
Okay.
You know, so you might be blowing the whistle on XYZ Megacorp and saying they're doing this, that, they're stiffing the consumers out of, you know, whatever. And there may be no protection relating to that. So you have to look at.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to look at state law. You got to look at federal law.
So before you blow the whistle, you better call Robert.
No, don't call me. Call an employment lawyer expert. And I know a couple of them. I can send you.
Okay. I thought that was a funny question, and it's legitimate.
Oh, very much. There are people who blow the whistle, and the next thing you know,
they're in jail or something. Are you kidding?
I'll tell you a funny story similar to that. This goes back to the Ford administration.
Okay.
There was, there's always a rivalry between the U.S. attorneys and the Department of Justice. I know I worked there at a time.
Yes.
And there was one U.S. attorney, or there was one person who would, was just never getting any traction. He was always giving a hard time to Dick Thornburg, who was the U.S. attorney for Pittsburgh. And Dick Thornburg eventually got appointed deputy attorney general.
Whoa.
And he called in the guy who was never responsive to his questions, never helping him out. And he said, "You have a new job. And I'm going to assign you to an office. And it's in one section of town that was an auxiliary judiciary office, and it was just in the worst part of town. So bad that they had to close the office at 4:30 because you didn't want anybody on the streets after dark."
And
in
this
DC.
Is years ago.
And he said, "You don't need a secretary. You don't need a phone. You just be there. I can't fire you, but that's what you do." And that in the Department of Justice, that was called being Thornburged.
Oh my gosh.
So,
and it really happened.
Really happened. It was Deputy Attorney General Thornburg, who was a great, he was appointed by Deputy Attorney General by Gerald Ford. Did a great job.
He was a nice man.
Yeah.
I got to interview him and talk to him. Well, he lived here.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Betty Ford? Is my reservation? Oh, no, never mind. Okay, so whistleblower protection, Joey Powell. Good question. We give that one a 10. Yeah.
And you might also, if it's a corporate, and you get fired, you can always sue for unlawful, termination. And you see that,
A lot.
A lot, too.
Okay. Boy, this is one. What did they mean? The trans law in Tennessee, schools versus parents.
All right. Don't get me started.
But that's why you're here. Tell me what the question is.
Well, the question is basically, are we going to have rules in schools relating to those people who consider themselves transgender?
Can the boys go into the
woman's bathroom and vice versa and all that sort of stuff?
And you never see the girls wanting to go in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Tennessee. Well, no, you do.
Oh.
You do. There are women who are transgender boys and they want to go to the boys' room.
Oh,
bathroom. They do not want to go to the.
But the boys don't complain. I don't know. Oh, I'm teasing.
That I don't know.
I don't know. Don't get me started. Anyway.
The Tennessee legislature, at the goading of certain right-wing political types, are trying to pass laws regarding what people who are transgender, what they can do, where they can go, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's a question of whether the schools are making these decisions or the parents whose children attend these schools. And it's a kind of a political football. The whole thing behind it, the right wing for decades raised money on getting rid of Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And they won. So now how are we going to raise money? What are we going to excite all those evangelicals and right wingers about, and not only evangelicals or right wingers, but getting all excited about these culture wars, and the thing they've chosen is transgender, which is such a minute portion of the population.
Yeah.
And they're just stirring it up to raise money so they don't have to deal about bigger issues like, taxes and
the
funding the schools.
But
and
is
whatever.
There a legal perspective? Do parents have the right to say what their kids do in schools or do schools? I don't know the answer.
There is no answer to that. It's just one of these political things, and ultimately the school board that is elected by the citizens administers the schools.
In every school district, you mean?
Yeah, whatever school district, there is a school board, and they're responsible for administering the schools.
So there's no across-the-board law that as a parent, I can say what my child...
No, it's sort of covered by state administrative law that says, all these school boards... you have public hearings.
Okay.
Because their hearings are public. And typically there's an agenda list there. If you want to speak about something, you can sign up and address the school board because you don't like the books that they're teaching in school, or you don't like the fact that the football games are being played on Friday nights and you live next door and it lights up your backyard. You know, whatever your reason, you know, you want to do that. But that's one of those things that has sort of become a, you know, political football and a big brouhaha, which I think is ultimately much ado about nothing.
Gotcha. We're going to give that question a six.
That's just
we're not
my
crazy
opinion.
About that question. Well, that's why you're here. Okay, explain this one. Joey Powell, you know who you are. I wrote down Ed Sheeran copyright. What's the question?
Okay. The question is, Ed Sheeran wrote a song, I think it was called Dancing in the Dark. And the children of Marvin Gaye said it sounds very similar to a song that Marvin Gaye wrote, I think called What's Going On, but I won't
What's
swear.
Going on? No,
but I won't swear which one it was. But okay. And I will say, I was never a fan of Marvin Gaye in the 60s and 70s, but the stuff he did in the 80s was just brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah,
and I
agree.
Just loved the guy, and when he was killed by his father.
Father killed him.
Yeah.
Great. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, great tragedy. But anyway, these people claim that Ed's song, the chord progressions were very similar to Marvin's. And as Ed Sheeran, I was watching being interviewed last, you know, after this case, he said, there's only about four chords in rock and roll music. You know, it's pretty,
right.
You know, and there's a bunch of different variations. All I know is in this, and there's lawyers and people, they try to make a money grab. This was real popular. To my knowledge, it was successful only one time. And that was with George Harrison's song, My Sweet Lord. And I must say, you play that next to She's So Fine by the Chiffons.
She's
they
so
sure
fine.
Sure do sound similar.
My Sweet Lord.
Yeah. It's
a, she's so fine. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, George Harrison lost that lawsuit.
He lost that one.
That's the only one that's been lost. I mean, it took the jury less than 3 hours to rule on this one, you know, on the Sheeran case and said, no, it's not similar at all.
Well, now... But
or not similar enough that you would say
Ed Sheeran's not a musician, is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran's one of the most popular musicians in the United States.
Isn't he an actor? I'm mixing up something.
You are.
Thank you for being
here.
Ed
Sheeran is the redheaded guy from England.
Yes. Gollies. I'm old.
Yeah, Dancing in the Dark and just, he's about 32. I mean,
did he win or lose this?
He won the suit big time because the...
He did not
copy this from Marvin Gaye's song. At all.
But if Marvin Gaye is dead, who brought the lawsuit?
His children, who own the copyright to his songs.
I can imagine these trials are pretty musical.
Yeah.
Somebody's playing the tracks in the courtroom.
It's a money grab, and there's some lawyer who says, gee, if we win this, we'll win millions. So, sure.
But you know, dear, there's only, 88 keys on the piano? How many notes? I mean, you're into music big time. There's our Emmy Award-winning engineer right there. I mean, you're going to use a few notes in repetition.
So many stories in this world are just a repetition of the slight change of the facts, but it's all basically the same things, you know?
It's wonderful. We like the questions, don't
yeah.
we? The one that gets the 10 is the Alex Baldwin case being dismissed.
Yeah.
That's the 10, Joey Pals. Great question.
I personally didn't think it should have been prosecuted in the first place.
I think you told us that.
Based on the facts that I saw. And then when they brought in the independent prosecutor and he reviewed the facts and he did tests on the gun, he said, you're right. You know, Mr. Baldwin did not, you know, exhibit either gross negligence or intent to shoot this woman. It was just a horrible accident.
Thank you for being here. Bless your heart. Joey Chocolate at AOL. Send us those questions and we feed them to our legal eagle.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, this is the Joey English Desert Datebook. ACT Tours want you to know there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Tyler and I just went to Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and they brought us back. This Palm Springs-based operator's been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. I can name them. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. We'll have to pick another destination, and we'll all go together, won't we, Joey Pals? Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com and go look at their website. It has a menu of international tours and day excursions. Okay, AIM, A-I-M, Mail Center. They have wonderful services. The website is aimmailcenters.com. Let me read you a couple. Passport photos and renewals, copy and print documents, notary public. But if you're going home, they'll collect your mail until you come back in the fall. Phone 416-3399. They're at 1775 East Palm Canyon in the Ralph's Shopping Center. Wonderful service. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org. Remember, even though the governor has said we are no longer in a drought situation, here in Palm Springs, the current water restrictions against watering in daylight hours is still in effect. Check it all out at DWA.org. Just Fabulous. I love saying that. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Also new, Nest Fragrance Candles. I'm sure you got your Mother's Day cards and gifts there. But they have kids things, sunglasses, toys, gift. Just Fabulous exclusive collection of art, greeting cards. They have one-of-a-kind cards. You know, you go to buy cards and there's four or five the same one. No. One-of-a-kind, so you better go pick out yours. Okay, they have Asseline, not sure how to say that, books collection. Check it all out. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered from his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you, I promise you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com, for more information. Great gift idea. You'll thank me, as Pat Boone would say. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Summer passes are on sale now. If you become a pass holder, you get free parking, 10% off Peaks and Pines. That's eat at both restaurants. Eat twice. 10% off any additional guests you take through July 31st. And remember, temperatures 30 to 40 degrees cooler at the top of the tram, the number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley, pstramway.com. Okay, Palm Springs Cultural Center, home of the world's best popcorn. That's all you need to know. I went there last Thursday night for the premiere of the Arthur Lyons Film Noir Festival. And I watched, I got the hiccup. See, I talk about popcorn, doggone it. Swallow. I watched Turner Classic Movies, and Eddie Muller, who's the host of the film noir series on Turner Classic Movies, was there. But you missed that. Okay, things going on at the Cultural Center. This is their weekly. Sundays with Keisha D, weekly. Monday, Mon Petit Salon, weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor, weekly. Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret. Maybe they have that on selected evenings. You'll have to check. Thursdays, Cocktail Classics, selected evenings. You have to check. PSCulturalCenter.org. And don't forget the popcorn. Palm Springs Post. Okay. Joey Pals, this is my tip of the month. Go to the PalmSpringsPost.com. You can sign up for their newsletter every morning. I don't know how he does it, but it's a succinct reading of everything that's going on, nationally and locally, every morning in just a few sentences. So you're not trying to read the newspaper or follow news on the television, try this. I really enjoy it. ThePalmSpringsPost.com. Let me read to you what I wrote, although I just said it. Their newsletter is the simplest, most succinct, easiest way to get immediate daily news briefs on any of your devices. My work here is done. Okay, now, last, Platt Wellness. We were talking with Dr. Brian on Monday of this week on the show about staying healthy longer. This is how I do it. It works for me. Check out the website, Platt, P-L-A-T-T, wellness.com. Metabolic Solutions. They have his own 5% progesterone cream, which is bioidentical. They have lavender essential oil, known to have a natural calming effect. I've been doing it for 20 years. So if you think I'm doing okay, check it out. PlattWellness.com. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow our talk of stars with our own Rick Ferns. Until then, you be well and all the best.